Hoosier companies that usually end up with displays at the International Sweets and Snacks Expo in Chicago every year ended up having an easier time of it, putting up their displays at the Indiana Convention Center. The expo is being held in Indy because of COVID restrictions in the Windy City.
It's a twisted pretzel, hard and crunchy, known for its unique crunch.
Brad Smith, representing Tell City Pretzels, established in Tell City in 1858.
The original recipe was a Swiss immigrant to the town who had him in his bakery.
Smith says that the company usually sets up in Chicago, but that they experienced much more hospitality and help getting their display set up in Indy. The pretzels have been getting international exposure, says Smith, for about 9 years.
It's a regional favorite in southern Indiana. It's one of those things that people grew up eating. I grew up eating. Once you have it, we have a tendency to keep they become fans of the pretzel.
Smith says another attraction to the product has been a trend during the pandemic. People want to know where their food and other products come from.
But he is doing our gorilla. There'll be a little baby gorilla next to her. By tomorrow afternoon, it'll be completed.
Oh, that's amazing.
And this is out of our chocolate. So he adds...
Maybe some of the chocolate that you eat comes from Indianapolis. Endangered Species Chocolate has been operating in Indy since about 2005. During the pandemic, they sent their workers home for 2 weeks to sanitize and continue to meet the demand for chocolate made with simple ingredients.
And what really sets us apart is our true impact. We give 10% of net profits to conservation all around the globe.
It's Wendy Bembenek representing the company.
We are really proud to be based 100% here in Indiana. As an organization, we employ 45 to 50 Hoosiers. We are there, and if you look on the back of the package, it says Indianapolis, Indiana, right? So that's pretty cool.
At least 15 of the exhibitors are from Indiana. At the Indiana Convention Center, Chris Davis, 93 WIBC Mobile News.